Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. India and Israel reaffirm their commitment to ensure zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Amul secured first rank and IFFCO second among world's top cooperatives. Record number of 54 Indian universities figure in QS World University Rankings 2026. IIT Delhi emerges as India's top-ranked institute. Guru Nanak Jayanti or Gurpurab being celebrated across the country and abroad today. And ICC imposes two-match ban on Pakistan pacer Harish Rauf for violating its code of conduct during Asia Cup 2025 final against India. India and Israel have reaffirmed their commitment to ensure a global approach of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Ministry of External Affairs said this after External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held talks with his Israeli counterpart, Gideon Sa'ar, in New Delhi, who is on a two-day visit to India. Mr. Sa'ar shared Israel's perspective and views on developments in West Asia and the Gulf, while Dr. Jayashankar expressed India's support for the Gaza peace plan.
We have stood together in testing times, and we have created a relationship with a very high degree of trust and of reliability. Our two nations face a particular challenge from terrorism. It is essential that we work towards ensuring a global approach of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation Limited, widely known for its Amul brand, has secured the top position globally among cooperatives based on GDP per capita performance. This prestigious ranking comes from the International Cooperative Alliance as World Cooperative Monitor 2025, unveiled during the ICA CM50 conference in Doha, Qatar. India's cooperative giants, the Indian Farmers Fertilizer Cooperative Limited, IFFCO, has secured second rank in the global ranking for cooperatives. IFFCO's performance is particularly notable as it continues to embody the principles of cooperation by empowering millions of farmers through sustainable fertilizer production, digital platforms, and environmental stewardship. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated Amul and Indian Farmers Fertilizer Cooperative Limited, IFFCO, for securing the first two ranks among the world's top 10 cooperatives. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that this achievement is an honour to the tireless dedication of millions of women associated with Amul and the farmers contributing to IFFCO's success. He added that this recognition is a testament to the boundless potential of India's cooperative movement, which is being transformed into a global model of empowerment and self-reliance. India's higher education institutions have achieved their best ever performance in the QS World University Rankings 2026. A total of 54 universities are featured this year, including 12 Indian Institutes of Technology, IITs. IIT Delhi has emerged as India's top-ranked institution. More from our correspondent.
India is now the fourth most represented country after US, UK and China. From just 11 ranked institutions in 2015, India has recorded a remarkable five-fold increase over the decade. This makes India the fastest rising G20 nation in the rankings. This year's results reflect a growing global appreciation for India's academic strength. Indian universities are earning recognition for their quality research output and contribution to global knowledge. The QS World University rankings are among the most trusted and wide-reaching assessments of higher education worldwide. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded a record increase in the number of Indian universities in the QS Asia University rankings over the last decade. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the government is committed to ensuring quality education for youth with a focus on research and innovation. He said that the government is also building institutional capacities in the sector by enabling more educational institutions across the country. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will visit New Zealand today. During his visit, he will meet Minister for Trade of New Zealand, Todd McClay and discuss the ongoing free trade agreement between the two countries. Mr. Goyal will also participate in a series of high-level engagements aimed at strengthening trade, investment and innovation linkages between the two nations. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Guru Nanak Jayanti or Gurpurab is being celebrated across the country and abroad today. It marks the birth of the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, who laid the foundation of Sikhism. More from our correspondent.
In Punjab, besides other Gurdwaras, Sri Harmandir Sahib Golden Temple in Amritsar is beautifully decorated with flowers and devotees are paying obeisance after taking a holy dip in the Sarovar. Langars are being served amidst recitation of Gurbani. The sacred items related to the first Guru, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, will be displayed for the devotees at Sri Harmandir Sahib, Sri Akal Takht Sahib and Gurdwara Baba Atal Rai from 9 a.m. to 12 noon today. In the evening, after the recitation from the holy scriptures, Deep Mala and pollution-free fireworks will be displayed. Earlier, a jatha of Sikh devotees crossed over to Pakistan from Atari border in Amritsar yesterday to pay obeisance at the birthplace of Guru Nanak Ji, Sri Nankana Sahib. The head granthi of Sri Harmandir Sahib, Gyani Ragbir Singh, has congratulated the devotees on this holy day. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to all fellow citizens on the occasion. In her message, the president urged everyone to imbibe the ideals of Guru Nanak Dev in their lives and follow the path shown by him to build a more peaceful and prosperous nation. In Uttar Pradesh, the holy city of Varanasi will celebrate Dev Deepavali today. The event coincides with Kartik Purnima when lakhs of diyas illuminate the riverfront, symbolizing divine celebration and devotion. Dev Deepavali, meaning the Diwali of the gods, is celebrated on Kartik Purnima 15 days after Diwali. According to Hindu belief, it marks the day when the gods descend to earth to bathe in the Ganga, celebrating Lord Shiva's victory over the demon. The White House has reaffirmed U.S. President Donald Trump's strong commitment to strengthening ties between the United States and India despite ongoing tensions over trade tariffs and oil imports from Russia. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the president values the partnership deeply and recently spoke with Prime Minister Narendra Modi during a Diwali celebration at the White House, attended by senior Indian-American officials. She added that the U.S. ambassador to India, Sergey Gore, and Trump's trade team are in active talks with New Delhi, emphasizing the president's respect for Modi and their frequent communication. International Cricket Council, ICC, has imposed a two-match ban on Pakistan pacer Harish Rauf for violating its code of conduct during the Asia Cup 2025 final against India. In a statement, the ICC said that the disciplinary action against Rauf followed a hearing conducted by members of the ICC elite panel of match referees. He was fined 30% of his match fee and received two additional demerit points. Following the ICC's decision, Rauf will miss Pakistan's first two ODIs against South Africa. Indian pacer Jasprit Bumrah has also received one demerit point along with an official warning after admitting to a level 1 offence during the Asia Cup final on September the 28th. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Israel reaffirmed their commitment to ensure zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. AMUL secured first rank and IFFCO second among world's top cooperatives. Record number of 54 Indian universities figure in QS World University Ranking 2026. IIT Delhi emerges as India's top-ranked institute. Guru Nanak Jayanti or Gurpurab being celebrated across the country and abroad today. And ICC imposes two-match ban on Pakistan pacer Harish Rauf for violating its code of conduct during Asia Cup 2025 final against India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.